This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan and the longest-serving member of the House of Representatives, is the latest politician to be accused of sexual misconduct. BuzzFeed reports Conyers settled a wrongful dismissal claim with a former employee who had said no to his advances. There was allegedly a payment involved as well. Conyers denies the whole thing, we got to say. Michelle Yeahy Lee is a political investigative reporter for The Washington Post. She has been covering both the process by which sexual harassment claims are made on Capitol Hill and also how the payment mechanism works. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what happens now if you accuse a member of Congress of some kind of sexual impropriety? What's the process?
You have to go through a multi-step process. There is an office called the Office of Compliance that handles these claims and helps facilitate the investigation. So first, you bring a claim to the Office of Compliance, and then you go through a 30-day, up to 30-day counseling period where you talk about your legal rights as an employee, you talk about your legal options, and then after that, you have to go through a 30-day mandatory mediation process, which is very different from the way it operates in the rest of the federal government, like in federal agencies or the executive branch, where you don't have to go through a mediation process. You can if you want, but you don't have to. And then after that, if you want to take it further, then you go through an administrative hearing or you take it to federal court. But a lot of the claims get settled during this mediation process.
So let's say you go through the process. There is a settlement, a monetary settlement of some kind arranged. Where does that money come from?
The money under the law is supposed to come from an account in the Treasury, in the U.S. Treasury. But what's interesting about the latest allegations against Representative Conyers from Michigan is that he seems to have settled, this is according to the reporting, he appears to have settled the claim and paid it out of his own member budget, which is not the formal process that exists. So it starts to bring attention to a different aspect of this process that we didn't quite know about until this reporting came out.
Yeah, a different pot of money. But the root source of all this money is taxpayer dollars, right? So how do I, as Joe taxpayer, find out whether this special treasury office has been paying out on whose behalf? And the same thing for members' budgets.
Joe taxpayer is not going to have much luck figuring that out because there's not much transparency to the system. The Office of Compliance has released figures that about $17 million have been paid out through this fund over the past 20 years. But we don't know exactly which claims were settled. All it tells us is the number of claims settled per year. So there's really no way to figure out any more about these settlements.
Right. But, well, somebody knows. They're just not telling, right?
Sure, right. We don't know.
Right.
You know.
There are reports that Speaker Ryan and Nancy Pelosi, they also were not aware of who's getting what and on whose behalf, too.
Right, which goes to the point about the lack of transparency in this system. You know, in Congress, each member's office basically operates as its own small business. They handle their own claims. They deal with their own employment issues on their own. And there is no central HR office in Congress. And that's the issue here, which is that there's no consistent process for employees to be able to get trained or know what their options are, or a central place where members are held accountable to report what they've paid out in settlements.
Michelle Yeahy Lee, she is a political investigative reporter at The Washington Post. Michelle, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.